From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good Wednesday morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Big week in the States. We got them all, haven't we? All the rock stars, Meta and Amazon, etc.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff going on. Hope you enjoyed New York, by the way. I'm there on Thursday night, so I'm waiting to hear which reservations you've made me, which sort of restaurants you've sorted out.
I've got some very nice reservations for you. The tipping, though, take cash. Because you won't get out of there without tipping. The tipping has become unbelievable what they expect.
Unbelievable.
And it's not even the good service.
Oh, good note. Well, I'll wait for those reservations. Yeah, look, big week. It's quiet week here, actually. Quite a couple of days domestically. So attention very much on offshore business developments. And in the US, they're right in the thick of the first quarter earnings season at the moment. And this week in particular is a big week. So actually, US share markets are lower overnight. There's a bit of economic data released, or quite a lot of economic data released. All a little bit soft, all speaking to those recession concerns. So we've seen interest rates fall a little bit. But yeah, an important week for tech company earnings. Meta, the Facebook owner, then you've got Amazon, Alphabet, Microsoft. Those latter two, Alphabet and Microsoft, they report later today our time, so we'll talk about those tomorrow morning. And then the others later this week. Tech companies, Mike, have generally rallied pretty hard this year after a very tough 2022. So what we've got to wait and see is whether or not the numbers they're putting out actually justify sort of the rally that we have seen. Also overnight, though, we've had a whole stack of other companies. PepsiCo, they raised their profit guidance, share prices up. General Motors, the share price fell. Fears about margins, ongoing margins in the EV businesses there, even though they gave a bit of an upbeat forecast. 3M, obviously giant global company, big restructuring push there, looking to cut 6,000 jobs. McDonald's, shares also fell, share price fell. They actually beat their expectations. Obviously, with all the inflation going on, they've raised their prices. But, geez, you guess it hasn't stopped people from eating there. So a lot going on. But at a very high level, Mike, first quarter earnings actually going okay. But you can't hide from the feeling that sort of permeates everything, that recession is looming, if not already in place in the US.
And part of the conversation, of course, of the banking sector. Where are we at with First Republic?
Oh, yeah. So after all the trials and tribulations earlier this year, had the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and then Signature Bank and then Credit Suisse had issues, ended up with the bank selling, the bank being sort of swallowed up by UBS. Now, concerns shifted to First Republic Bank. Now, you may recall concerns with it. First Republic Bank will be the sort of next domino to fall. And you saw this very unique situation where a group of mega banks sort of collectively placed around $30 billion US dollars in deposits to sort of help First Republic and also sort of send a message of confidence. But look, it's not out of the woods yet. They reported results on Monday. And after hours trading on Monday, shares got absolutely smacked. It basically reported that it lost $100 billion in deposits. It got that $30 billion in from the big bank, so net $72 billion out. Massive stress in their balance sheet, all eyes on trading this morning. As part of the announcement, it said it would need to shed 25% of its staff. Now, the share price is already down 90% from where it was, but under enormous pressure again today. It closed Monday at $16. After it opened this morning at 12, then it went into a trading halt. It's now at $9.36, so that's 40% lower than that $16 close. It's looking at asset sales. The prognosis doesn't look good, Mike, and this is going to weigh on market sentiment this week while a sort of rescue plan is figured out, and this story will play out this week.
I need those numbers, please.
Yeah, you'll get them too. I've got all those right in front of me now. The Dow Jones is down 328 points. It's about 1%, 33547. The S&P 500 weaker, down 1.4%, 4079. And the NASDAQ down 1.75%, down 210 points, 11,827. So really quite weak there. The FTSE 100, close to you at the moment, down 21 points, 7891 the close there, about 0.25%. The Nikkei up 26, 28620. Shanghai Composite lost 10. 3264. The ASX 200 and the NZX 50, obviously not trading yesterday. The close is there from Monday, 7321 on the ASX 200. And the NZX 50 gained 0.83%, 99 points, 12,026. We've got risk off around the world, so Kiwi dollar is a little bit lower against the US, 0.6137. 0.9272 against the Aussie, 0.5594 euro, 0.4946 pounds, 81.98 yen. Gold hovering around $2,000, 1,999. And look, we have sorted this oil out while you've been away, Mike. It's a lower, $80.79. So just thank us for that when you get back.
No worries at all. We'll chat and catch up again tomorrow. JMOWealth.co.nz. Andrew Kelleher.